This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So we're at out in the park in Waitangi Park. We own a business called Two Gaze, so that's spelled number two, G-A-Z-E, so Two Gaze. It's also a play on words. And we sell screen-printed apparel, T-shirts and punk patches. So we use upcycled clothing and we do all the screen printing ourselves. And this is our first out in the park.
And we just try to keep it green by reusing like old T-shirts and fabric that no one wants to use anymore. Yep, that's pretty much what we do.
So where did the idea come about from?
Well, we met at art school in 2016. So we bonded over kind of our love of like punk DIY patches and T-shirts and stuff, and we decided to do stuff together. Yeah,
we both loved the idea of making, like, putting our own designs onto clothing and sort of just wearing art rather than just plain clothes. Or having to spend lots of money on designs that we wanted otherwise.
I think first and foremost we're artists and not retailers. So it's mainly getting our image out there. And we're also doing queer, environmentally friendly apparel. Yeah. So it's great. We love it.
And so what brought you to Out in the Park today?
Actually, just by chance, seeing the posters, they were doing a call for stall holders, and me and Ed, we do the market circuit in Wellington, just in small kind of independent ones, and we decided, why not take a chance? And it's probably one of our best days yet.
So, can you describe the atmosphere?
It's great. I see everyone walking around in groups, so there's this huge kind of community kind of vibe, and I feel really safe here, and it's great. It's so colourful and bright. And even though the wind really isn't on our side, we're still kind of, we're still having a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's like, it's so Wellington, this wind, though, right?
It's like we should have known this. This is Wellington, but it's great. And
It's the most Wellington weather.
Yeah.
So have you been involved in, like, other Pride events, you know, in previous years?
No, we've really attended them. And I think this is our first time actually being a part of an event this huge. And it's really cool. I mean, like, Elizabeth, who is the main volunteer for the stalls, she's really good at setting everything up. And, like, we had a table for us waiting, and it's really cool. So... yeah, no, definitely want to come back again.
If somebody couldn't attend today for whatever reason, what would you have a message for them?
Basically, just even if, like, you can be an ally. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be LGBT to be here. It's a great event. There's so much art and performance, and just this amazing atmosphere and. I just recommend it to everyone. I mean, and there's even, like, these dogs here, which is, like, one of the best things ever. And it's really cool to see all these, a lot of young people as well, especially since, with recent years and there's less fear, I suppose, for young queer people. And yeah, and it's great. You should be here if you're not.
It's probably one of the most open spaces I've been to, like, because sometimes with queer spaces, like, you can worry about, like, some of the other, like, lesser-known identities and, like, whether everyone's, like, on the same level of understanding, so... But with here, I'm usually really happy with, like, just how validating it is overall.
I think there's a part of today that's a lot of... that's educating a lot of people as well. A lot of people wouldn't know that this event would be here and wouldn't think that it would be relevant to them. But it is, I think this event has something for everyone, even if it's just acceptance and learning more and having fun. Yeah.